A new abortion case at the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 2 years after the justices undid Roe v. Wade, allowing states to ban abortions. There are pro-choice activists outside the court. Well, inside, there's a hearing into a challenge to Idaho's abortion restrictions, trying to expand medical exceptions for women under an older federal law that Idaho officials counter is not related to abortion.
Idaho law does not require that doctors wait until a patient is on the verge of death. There is no imminency requirement. There is no medical certainty requirement.
But Justice Sonia Sotomayor interrupted Joshua Turner, worried what happened to a woman who was unable to get an abortion in Florida could happen in Idaho.
Because the fetus still had fetal tones. And the hospital said, she's not likely to die, but there are going to be serious medical complications. The doctors there refused to treat her because they couldn't say she would die.
A ruling in the Idaho abortion case may not come till June. The protests continue at Columbia University. The university gave those protesters in New York an extension to remove an anti-Israeli encampment. There are also demonstrations from Massachusetts to Texas to California. Now to the White House.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer.
President Biden moments ago on the bill he's expected to sign in moments on foreign aid. 26 of the $95 billion will go to Israel, but a majority of the funding will be new military aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose that, but GOP Senate Leader Mitch McConnell just told Fox the U.S. has to keep helping Ukraine.
Because it gives them the more sophisticated weapons they need to hold the Russians at bay.
The bill also includes a ban on TikTok unless the social media company cuts ties to its Chinese parent company.
When it comes to national security, we were all concerned about the control of TikTok by the Chinese.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are new regulations coming for airlines.
The things that we hear about aren't just irritating inconveniences. They are significant harms and, more importantly, violations of passengers' rights. And we're here to do something about that.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg a short time ago. One rule would require airlines to disclose baggage and other fees up front and the full cost of the ticket. Another would require airlines to give refunds, not just a voucher, to passengers for cancellations and long delays, money back in the original form of payment. Now, the Justice Department is meeting today with families of victims of two overseas plane crashes involving Boeing MAX jets back in 2018 and 2019. As the federal government considers a criminal probe after an immunity deal expired.
As part of the deferred prosecution agreement, Boeing paid $2.5 billion to settle claims the plane maker misled and defrauded the FAA during the approval process for the 737 MAX. Under that agreement, the company would avoid criminal charges if it met certain terms related to quality and safety. The families of the victims tell me the deal never should have been struck, and they're going to tell officials with the DOJ today they feel Boeing hasn't held up its end of it.
That's Fox Business Network's Grady Tribble. Now, Boeing released its quarterly earnings this morning detailing a $355 million loss in the first 3 months of the year, as Boeing also deals with scrutiny of recent incidents with its jets, including a door plug blowout leaving a gaping hole in an Alaska Airlines flight in January. There are also whistleblower allegations questioning Boeing's manufacturing safety, though Boeing's earnings did beat investor expectations. So its stock is up a dollar today. However, Boeing is down 30% since the January incident on the Alaska flight. The Dow down 117, the Nasdaq's gaining 22. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.